Very good morning, uncles and aunties. It is my joy and privilege to be able to share the Lord's Word with all of you today. Today we're going to be reading from the Gospel of John, John chapter 10. And in the previous weeks, we have heard about the Lord Jesus Christ. We have heard about who he is. And these were lessons that the Lord Jesus Christ himself revealed and shared with the people. One of the things that stood out to me was the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have the man of the Lord Jesus Christ, but we also have his ministry. And in his ministry, the Lord Jesus taught about faith in God so others could hear of it. He didn't just teach. The Lord Jesus also lived out his faith so others could see it. And of course, he didn't just teach or live it out. The Lord Jesus also encouraged and invited people to have faith in God so that they could experience it for themselves. This is a brief summary of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet, sometimes there are things that can prevent us from having and even finding this faith which Jesus encouraged people to have and to find. Some of these dangers, some of these things that could prevent faith were false teachers. There were many false teachers when Jesus was here on earth. And the danger of false teachers was that they would teach untruth. They would teach error, and the people would learn the wrong things. And when the people learned the wrong things, they did not have proper knowledge or understanding about God, about his kingdom, about salvation. So that's the first problem. False teachers can prevent us from having faith. The second problem was a lack of understanding. Even when the Lord Jesus taught things that were true, things that were good, things that were right, a lack of understanding can also lead to the problem of not finding faith and not having faith. And these were the two problems that Jesus encountered as he ministered to the people. In John chapter 10, we see how the Lord Jesus was not discouraged. He did not give up. But what the Lord Jesus did was he was determined to teach well. And we read in John chapter 10, verse 6. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Jesus was aware that this first illustration that he gave, the people did not understand him. Now, in this first illustration, in John chapter 10, verses 1 to 5, Jesus spoke of a shepherd. He spoke of a shepherd and how the shepherd has a very beautiful, close, and personal relationship with his sheep. And this was told to the people for them to understand that Jesus is like this good shepherd. this loving and close shepherd to the sheep. But unfortunately, the people did not understand. But what did the Lord Jesus do? We read in verse 7. Then Jesus said to them again. You know, this is something wonderful. Something that I can relate to and appreciate. As I was preparing for this message to give to you, the uncles and aunties in Bethany, there were many things that I did not understand. And as I interacted with Pastor Charlie, he would take the time, he would patiently reply, and he would correct me, he would help me to understand again and again and again. And so when I read this about how the Lord Jesus was aware that the people did not understand, and he was willing to teach them again, this was something that stood out to me personally. And I guess it is also something that the older ones can relate to and appreciate as well. A couple of weeks ago, I took the LRT back from somewhere to come back home. And in the train carriage was an elderly couple. And I could hear them talking to each other. And they were talking about how they were lost. They had been on this train, but for quite a while, they have been going in and out of different trains because they just couldn't seem to find the right train to bring them to their destination. And they were talking about how, I mean, they were discouraged because they spoke to different people and many different passers-by would actually share with them, okay, this is where you must go, how many stops you must wait. But they were still lost. And when I was listening to them, I turned to them and asked, where is it that you are going? Can I help the both of you? And they really wanted to understand how to get to their destination. Well, thank God, it so happened that they were going to the same train stop as me. And so I told them, I can actually bring you to the HDB block that they were looking for. You know, they were happy, they were grateful. But once again, this stood out to me, that when someone does not understand, and when someone comes along to help this person to find understanding, it can be something truly wonderful and we can appreciate so much more. And this can be appreciated, how the Lord Jesus sought to teach the people well. So the first illustration may not have been understood well. Jesus comes along and he said to them again. And this time, the Lord Jesus offered another illustration. This illustration he applied to himself very directly. He applied it to himself and he assured them. He assured them of a truth that he wanted to bring across. And he assured them to make it very clear to the people. You know, this is something that I really appreciate. When Pastor Charlie teaches, he makes the Word of God very clear so that as we learn, we can come to a good understanding of the Word of God. And by doing so, we are helped to find and cultivate our faith in God. What else did the Lord Jesus do to help the people understand? What else did Jesus do to teach them well? He offered another illustration. He made this illustration clearer for them. The third thing that he did was to offer a contrast. A contrast between thieves and robbers and himself. In John chapter 10, verse 8, it reads, "All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them." Who was the Lord Jesus referring to when he mentioned thieves and robbers? These were the false teachers. These false teachers had been around long before the Lord Jesus came. And these false teachers, as I mentioned earlier, they would teach untruth, they would teach error. But just like thieves and robbers, they had wicked intentions and they practiced evil deeds. They did not care about the sheep at all. They only thought about themselves. You know, an example of this can be found in John chapter 9, when the Lord Jesus actually healed a man. But instead of rejoicing with the man, the Pharisees, the leaders, the spiritual leaders, they actually cast him out because this man was speaking well of the Lord Jesus Christ. A shepherd would not do that to the sheep, but a thief and a robber. They only have wicked intentions and they practice evil deeds. And so the Lord Jesus offered, as a contrast, a thief and a robber. But what about himself? He came to be our Savior. In John chapter 10, verse 10, it reads, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." The Lord Jesus spoke of himself as this shepherd who came to his sheep, and he offered them life. He offered them abundant life. And this is so different from the thieves and the robbers that he mentioned earlier. Instead of casting out and making these people feel bad, the Lord Jesus healed freely. He healed multitudes. He healed many people freely. And he gave so much of himself. And of course, Jesus never took advantage of anybody. And so, how did the Lord Jesus teach well? He would actually share with the people an illustration again. Jesus would make this illustration clear for them as he applied it to himself very directly. And of course, to help them understand who the Lord Jesus was. Jesus offered a contrast between thieves and robbers and himself. In John chapter 10, the Lord Jesus also presented himself as the one through whom salvation is found. And this was the key to the text today. In John chapter 10, verses 7 to 10, when the Lord Jesus said, "I am the door of the sheep." What did the Lord Jesus actually mean? Jesus was not talking about an actual door. He used this idea of a door figuratively. Now, we understand the actual door. In our homes, we have doors to our rooms and to the main door that we enter and exit from. In today's world with COVID-19, we are also aware of doors that function as entry points or exit points. These are points of access. And so when we go to a shopping center, previously we may enter from our favorite entrance, maybe the one closest the MRT station or closest the bus stop. But now we have to go to a designated entry point so that everyone can access the shopping center from that one or two doors. And we become familiar with this idea of a door being a point of entry or a point of exit. But when the Lord Jesus spoke of a door and him being the door of the sheep, he did not use it literally. How did the Lord Jesus use the idea of a door in this context? So in the context of John chapter 10, verses 7 to 10, the shepherd, the idea of a shepherd and its sheep continues. But the shepherd, it has now brought the sheep outdoors to the open fields for the sheep to graze and to drink water, for example. And when the sheep is outdoors, out in the open fields, there will come a time where the sheep will still need refuge. The sheep would still need shelter. And so the shepherd, far away from civilization or the sheepfold, would look for a cave. He would ensure that the cave is safe, and then he would lead the sheep into the cave. And in the cave, the sheep would find shelter from the storm, from the weather, the elements. And the cave also provides protection from predators that could be found out in the open as well. And so the cave protects the sheep. But what about the mouth of the cave, the entrance of the cave? There is no door, you know. Back then, you don't build doors for caves. And so the shepherd would actually function as the door. The shepherd would position himself at the mouth of the cave and function as the door of the sheep. And so as the sheep enter through the shepherd, they enter into the cave to find safety. And when they need sustenance, they will then leave the cave through the shepherd so that they can exit to pasture, and so that they can graze and be provided for. Jesus is the door of the sheep. And what does this mean? It is through the Lord Jesus that we are all encouraged to enter. In John chapter 10, verse 9, Jesus said, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." What does it mean to enter through the Lord Jesus Christ? Or what does it mean to enter by the Lord Jesus Christ? It means to believe in him. It means to become his, to become his sheep, and to belong to him. This is what it means to enter by the Lord Jesus Christ. And by entering in, we can receive salvation and abundant life. Uncles and aunties, please allow me to read these two verses for you together. John chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. This is our Lord Jesus Christ as the door of the sheep. This is what the Lord Jesus Christ wanted the people to understand about who he was. And this is who the Lord Jesus continues to be to us today. He is the door of the sheep. Uncles and aunties, how does John chapter 10, verses 7 to 10, apply to us today? One of the most warm and beautiful insights that I caught from Pastor was that the Lord Jesus Christ invites us. You know, maybe sometimes we feel that, who are we? Who are we that we can come to such a great and wonderful person, such as the Lord Jesus Christ? Maybe we feel we come from a very humble background. We feel that we are nobody. How can we possibly approach or come to such a great person as the Lord Jesus Christ? This is such an encouraging text. Do you know that the Lord Jesus Christ invites us? He is the one that reaches out to us first. This is what the Lord Jesus said in verse 9. I am the door. If anyone enters by me. Jesus offered this invitation, not just to those who were special, not just to those who were rich, not to those who had a very good education. Jesus offered this invitation to anyone, to everyone, which includes me, which includes you, which includes all of us. The Lord Jesus also offers us wonderful blessings, such as salvation and abundant life. This is what the Lord Jesus invites us to have. He invites us to enter by him. He invites us to receive wonderful blessings. He invites us to belong to him as his sheep, as his flock. And so we want to spend time just thinking and appreciating how the Lord Jesus, great and wonderful as he is the one that reaches out to us, offers us a wonderful invitation. What else? How else can this text apply to us? It is for us to learn how we can respond well. We can respond by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. We can believe in full assurance that the Lord Jesus is the door of the sheep. This is what the Lord Jesus said. Then Jesus said to them again in verse 7, most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. Jesus spoke these words to assure them. And so today, when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we can believe in full assurance that he is the door of the sheep. We can believe in him in full confidence that he offers wonderful blessings to us, such as salvation and abundant life. This life is not just eternal life in heaven, but it is a life that we can experience here and now on this earth as we live today. The Lord Jesus offers such blessings to all who enter by him. And this is something that we can be confident in. Finally, we can also believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, rejoicing that we can belong to him. Uncles and aunties, in this short message, John chapter 10, verse 7 to 10, we want to remember that we can be fully certain that the Lord Jesus Christ is the door of the sheep. And he invites us, all of us, to enter by him. And having entered by him, there are wonderful blessings that we can look forward to, that we can hope in, that we can be fully assured of, and of course, we can rejoice in. Well, let's go to our great God in prayer this morning. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. Our Savior who loves us. Our Savior who reaches out to all of us. May these truths cause us to rejoice. May these truths move us to want to belong to the Lord Jesus. May it move us to want to believe in him, to respond to his invitation to enter by him, the door of the sheep. Help us to find a special sense of joy in the Lord Jesus Christ, in our salvation, in the faith that we can find in him. We ask, Father, that you would be with the uncles and aunties. May you grant them your presence, your closeness, your peace, and your strength for the week to come. Hear this, our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.